5:49, we've had emergency traffic to deal with out there. Ricky, any improvements?
No, we are starting to see that a lot of the emergency crews have left the scene. The few that are remaining are just mopping up this mess from this crash vehicle fire. Northbound I-15 after 4th South downtown. Now, if you are traveling northbound I-15, you're going to see the first sign of brake lights in Murray at 5300 South. Then it turns into a parking lot after 4500 South and remains that way all the way to 4th South downtown. Again, this is a time you may want to consider avoiding northbound I-15 using an alternate route. Southbound I-15, heavy and slow, with typical delays from downtown to Bangor Highway in Draper. Len Thomas?
On the 215 West Belt, it is slow from I-80 all the way down to Taylorsville. Bangor Highway also slow from the 201 down to Kearns in the southbound direction. Out on I-80, you've got slow traffic westbound I-80 as you get to the SR-36 exit, and then as you're going around the point of the mountain into Utah County. Well, watch for an accident. Redwood Road and 144th South has that intersection closed. And then I-15 drive, well, not too bad, but some northbound slowing coming out of Pioneer Crossing. Mark?
Got north delays on I-15. Northbound Shepherd Lane up towards Hillfield Road in the Layton area. Then a crash off to the right, northbound I-15 between Marriott Slaterville and Far West. A crash Riverdale Road at 4000 South affecting westbound traffic. When you think of home loans, think America First with low fixed interest rates, no origination fees. Flexible terms apply at AmericaFirst.com or stop by any branch. Equal housing lender, Mark Jackson, the KSL Traffic Center.